How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Hey, Chris. Two things. Listen to me. Come here. And don't take it so hard. Get over here. Get over here. Two things that I want you to promise me. You got to watch your temper. Okay, you get a lot of emotion. Sometimes that gets into temper. Number two, stay away from that damn tobacco. Okay, you promise?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You got a lot of potential, man. You're going to be a big success.
Thank you.
I have no doubt about it.
Thank you.
All that guy, that was Chris from The Apprentice last night. All of that guy's friends are dumping him today. He has turned into his friend's little bitch today.
He turned in his man card for good.
Totally. And if he has a girlfriend, I gotta believe she was watching that last night, looking at him going, oh my God.
And
dude,
I'm just
you sissy.
I'm imagining any company that would want to hire him. Like, I would never admit that I was on The Apprentice after that, you know?
So my question here is, you know, because as guys, we have been told from when we're very, very young, men are tough, we do not cry, so we hold that in. And then I think as we get into our 20s, women want to see more emotion from us. In fact, there's a girl in the office here that her big gripe about her current boyfriend is he doesn't show enough emotion. He's like a stone, nothing.
Who's that?
Oh, I'm not going to say on the air. She would hate that.
Just spell it.
So I'm asking you women, like, the time that a guy has shown you his emotions and he broke down and he started crying, but the effect was totally the opposite and you totally got turned off by it, give us a call right now, 404-741-1005. And Jeff gave just about the greatest example ever.
A girl I know broke up with a guy because they'd gone out on several dates, and the first time that they made love, he burst into tears during the finale.
Oh no!
And she dumped him after that.
Yeah, I actually think she dumped him before he left her house.
She's like, yeah, I can't handle that.
Yeah, I think it was just way too much.
And his thing is, he probably put the fake tears on because he knows that's what a woman wants.
Not when you're, you know.
And
no.
Not when you just meet. And do that.
When you just what? Meat?
Meat.
Oh, meat.
M-E-E-T.
Meat.
I thought she said M-E-E-K-E-D, and I thought there was a word I didn't know.
Yeah, don't you know that?
Oh, look, he just meat.
Stupid.
Chrissy, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi. Ours was actually at the end of the movie Titanic. He cried for about 15 minutes, and we had to wait for everyone to leave the theater. I was so embarrassed.
No.
Because I have red hair, he connected me to the movie, and he was just totally devastated.
Oh,
it was so embarrassing.
Are you kidding me?
It's not like we didn't know what would happen.
I don't know.
It totally turned
me off. We were engaged, and needless to say, we did not get married.
Is that right?
Are you kidding?
Oh, my God.
That's Thank you. Hysterical.
Good morning, Matilda.
Good morning. How are you doing?
There is a name you just don't hear a lot anymore.
Unless you're
Isn't
nanny.
It beautiful?
Matilda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing today?
Doing awesome. Thank you.
When did this tear fest happen?
Okay, this tear factor actually happened when I was dating this guy, and he used to cry all the time. But the hugest time that it was a turnoff was after we saw The Lord of the Rings 3. And he just started bawling at the end. I'm talking about it was so embarrassing. He just started crying, and I just got totally turned off.
Who are some of the characters in that movie,
like
Melissa?
Frodo and...
Yes, yeah, all those characters. I don't know what was so emotional about the movie that he has to cry about it.
So something happened with Frodo and...
Set him off somewhere, something in his past.
Oh, turn on the waterworks. Maybe like the other guy... maybe he compared his girlfriend to Frodo.
Have you seen I think it's a Coke commercial where he and she are sitting in the theater,
yes.
And they're obviously watching some romantic movie, and he's drinking a Coke and the ice gets in his eyes,
yes.
And it looks like he's starting to cry.
And he reaches over to hold her, to get her Coke, yeah. And he holds her hand.
And she's like, yeah. Oh, this is the greatest, but that's not reality. Hey, Jessica, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I'm starting to see a theme here. It's something about the movies. These guys are crazy. I'm telling you, me and my husband and my stepson were at home one afternoon, and I'm in the bathroom doing, you know, fix my hair or something like that, and he comes running in there, bust up in the door, and, like, starts washing his face. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I just got something in my eye. And I go out there, and I'm like, what happened to your dad? He's like, I don't know. He just got up. Hey, Rocky just went off. He's in there crying over Rocky.
I understand that.
And so I'm like, what? So I started joning him and just going on and on about it. And he got mad at me, and we get in a huge argument because he didn't want his son to know. That's what he was crying about, but he eventually ended up knowing because it turned into a big blowout that day over why he's crying over Rocky. It was ridiculous.
I understand that. When Rocky's in the ring screaming for Adrian, I understand
that.
Yeah,
that's exactly when it happened.
Oh, yeah.
He's crazy.
I might have cried over that, too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
That's funny.
Hey, Christina, you're on All the Hits Q100. Or not.
Hold on.
Christina?
It was a first date.
Uh-huh.
This guy took me to the Fox to see the Nutcracker. We're sitting there just getting to know each other.
Not during the Nutcracker.
Mm-mm. Yes, yes. Mm-mm. Just getting to know each other. And he looks over to me, starts telling me about, you know, about being engaged just about a year and a half ago, and she broke the wedding off. Mm-mm. And he starts crying. Big alligator tears start streaming down his face.
During the Nutcracker.
So this
about
is
his ex-girlfriend.
This is before it even started. His ex-fiance.
Oh, jeez.
And I must have had, like, a look of terror on my face because the older couple behind me leans forward, and the guy goes, get a grip, man.
And it was your first date?
First date.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah,
it must have been his too.
I had the breakup.
Yeah, ever. Right.
I had a girl cry at me on the first date too. We were really drunk, and she was just going through, like, a whole bunch of crap in her life, and I guess the alcohol just hit her in the wrong way. First date started bawling on me.
Did you ever go out with her again?
I had sex with her. She was vulnerable, so I took advantage of that whole situation.
Oh, right. What every gentleman would do.
Hey, yeah, high five.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I didn't cry.
The
vulnerable chick. Yeah.
While she was crying.
Oh. Hey, Nicole, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
My boyfriend couldn't get it up one time, so not only was that a turn off, and I was really just disgusted, then he starts crying, like, next to me. I mean, that's just double time, like, double turn off. So like, I just wanted to kick him out.
He couldn't get it up, and he was so upset about it, he started crying about that?
So emotional about it. And I'm sure it didn't help that I was like, ew, that's disgusting. Ew, I can't believe this is going on, like, whatever. But then he just starts crying.
You should have been more sympathetic, because maybe he had his period.
probably. I don't know, but that was my story, and it was just, it's just such a turn off, you know? Yeah. You're not supposed to be crying about that kind of stuff.
No, I don't know.
No, you're right.
Damn right, I don't know.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call.
No, I don't know. And good morning, Melissa. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Yeah, my husband, he started crying after Rockstar. It's the end of Rockstar.
Okay, I think this is the way we got to go here. If you're a woman, tell us what movies your guys have cried over, because that seems to be the reoccurring theme here. All right, we got Rockstar. I can't even remember the end of that movie.
That's when he hands the microphone off the stage to the next guy, and then he walked off the stage.
And he started crying about that. All right, so what movies are your guys crying over? The Rocky one, I'm telling you, I can understand.
Yeah, we've already heard about Rocky, Lord of the Rings, and Titanic.
That I don't get. Even the Rockstar one. There's got to be
Rudy. Every guy gets a tear in his eye at Rudy. So
don't even call with Rudy. Jeff, what is the last movie that you cried over?
Oh, a movie? Ooh. What was that one with Mandy Moore in that you and I saw together?
I can't even remember the name of it.
It was a Nicholas Sparks
one. Yes, you do.
One.
You had to hold him and cradle him and rock him. How could you forget?
We didn't see that. That was the Notebook you're talking about. We didn't see the Notebook together.
See, that's what happens when you don't put the buffer seat between the two guys.
Jeff will have a buffer section.
Yeah.
He won't even sit in the row in front of you.
I'm okay sitting next to you now that you got your hands all sewn it, or your arms all sewn it, clean. It was nasty before.
Well, they're more feminine-like now. I think you'd be a little bit more nervous.
No, it was dangerous last time. You'd brush up against me, and it looked like it ran through bushes for a week. Like I was playing with a cat.
You're actually hairier than I am. Do you
I
know
am
that?
Now. Look at that.
Look at you. You got it on your back, too. You're like a Chewbacca.
I know. I've got this. And you know what had happened? The day I turned 30, I got this little patch of crap right there.
We can take care of that.
So I'm going to hook you up, dude.
Come on.
No, we can take care of it right now because I got some duct tape in the office. So.
Going to Sona is admitting it exists. It's on my back. I can't see it.
Oh, that's right.
It's not really
Phil, there. The last movie that you cried over.
There's actually only been one movie I've ever cried at, and it was the scene in this movie where the main character's father dies, and he's walking down a path, leaves are falling in the background, and on bagpipes they're playing Amazing Grace. And that movie, Tommy Boy.
Oh, you're kidding.
The only movie I've ever teared up in.
There is something about the bagpipes, though, man. Yeah. When they start playing, man, you gotta, like, keep it together. I'm gonna keep it together.
And it's such a disgusting name of an instrument.
Bagpipes.
Like, you're crying at the bagpipes. It's almost like it's like a Philly fake-out type word. You know what I mean? It's like a sexual, I gave her the bagpipes.
God, I was playing softball the other day, and I took a bad hop, hit me right in the bagpipes.
Right. Like, it's such a, like, that whole word, that whole, it's just a, that's a disgusting bagpipes.
We're asking you guys, what are the movies that your guys are crying over? We can never ask the guys to call up because they'd never admit it. Good morning, Dana. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning. The movie was Blow with Johnny Depp. And at the end, I think his dad comes to visit him in prison. Oh, I hope everyone's seen the movie. But anyway, I was tearing up, and I didn't want him to know. And I looked over at him, and he had tears streaming down his face, too. And I have something in my eye. I was like, me too.
Yeah, but I think guys will only show they're crying when they know that there are other guys around that are crying also. Like, if I get all, like, all emotional in a movie, like, I'll look around, make sure there's somebody else crying before I let the tears start happening.
Yeah, and I think, any, you know, like, Phil's example and her example about something involving the father, you know, I think that's acceptable for a guy to cry. I think most guys would cry at any scene like that.
You know what? It's not a movie, but I teared up at that. What's that thing that we always go to at Disney? Where they do show the movies on the water.
The what?
Turtle Talk. No, where they show the movies on the water.
Fantasmic.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I got a little teary at that.
Why?
Because I just thought it was really cool.
You just got filled up?
I was just really impressed.
Hey, Molly.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The movies that your men are crying over.
8 Seconds.
That's
and
a little close to home.
The Notebook.
8 Seconds. Wasn't that like the...
Luke Perry?
Yeah, way back in the day.
Yeah, Luke Perry, the cowboy.
Yeah.
What scene?
When he dies.
When he gets
And then it the goes
horn.
Back and it shows him waving both of his hands.
I didn't see the movie. So he's going down and he's dying and he musters up enough energy to wave to a crowd?
No, it flashes back to him, like, all his kind of successes.
Yeah. He was a young bull riding champion that got a horn right in the... stomach.
Yeah.
If you're a guy, you're not allowed to cry over a Luke Perry movie.
But it's a sporting event. It's not, you know, like, it's also
right.
In the sporting arena, you know.
Good morning, Julie.
Hi. When my stepdaughter comes to visit, we have family movie night, and we rented Homeward Bound. And in the very last scene, when the older dog comes running up over the hill to the little boy, and they think he's not going to make it, and he shows up, my husband cries.
Animals.
A boy and his
animals.
Dog. Animals and sports.
Animals.
And dads.
Good morning. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, good morning, bro. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
All right. Hey, I'm a guy, and I admit I love the movie Big Fish. That made me cry in tears.
It has to do with the dad.
Yep.
It's a dad thing.
Yeah.
It's a dad connection.
Yeah,
here.
I guess like a dad connection. Yep. It was really, really,
was a good
really
movie.
I think
that
you're right.
That was a good movie.
That's our Achilles heel right there. Good morning, Steven. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
The last movie I cried over was the last scene of Ladder 49 where they had the casket on the back of the fire truck.
Oh,
You know, I didn't particularly like that movie, but the part where the captain has to come to the house and tell the wife that dude is gone and she has to break it to the kids, I about lost it there.
Yeah, that just hits you. I don't care who you are. That's going to tie a knot in your stomach no matter what.
Yeah, that's another good one. And
most guys, you know, the dad is what rattles, you know, like telling the kid and all that rattles most guys. But when the dad dies in many movies, you know, if you're watching with Bert, he's like, all right, good, that's finally out of the way.
So that's a way to get him to get it done, huh?
Doesn't have to deal with him anymore.
Morning, All the Hits Q100.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Yellow Boy. How you guys doing?
Yellow what? Boy. Now, how does
a
guy?
Yeah, man. I'm a guy, and I'm calling. I'm letting you guys know. It's nothing wrong with crying over a movie, man. What's up with that, man?
What movie did you cry over?
Man on Fire, Passions. Those were good movies to cry over.
Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel, Man on Fire. That was Denzel Washington.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah, now
yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the scene at the end when Denzel rides off into, like, sunset and he, like, dies for the little girl.
No, you're right. That really was an emotional scene, man.
Yeah, everybody cries. Hermaphrodites, everybody, man. I mean, men, female, kids, children, everybody cries, man.
Even hermaphrodites.
It's inhumane to cry. I'm a guy, and I'm 23 years old. I cry when I go to the movie.
All right, if you guys walk away with one piece of life advice today, it's this. Even hermaphrodites cry.
So says Yellow Boy.
Thank you, Yellow Boy.
Clearly a former regular guys listener who has found us.
And future philosopher.
The Burt Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.